Hurts to be a Hero, Book 2 of the Wanted Superheroes Trilogy, by Brian Davis, narrated by Keith A. Robinson. Chapter 1. Sometimes you just have to shoot your sister. I stood next to the ruins of the Stellar Building, set a fake replica of my superhero device on the ground, and aimed my paintball rifle directly at Sam. Ready? About 15 paces away, she planted her sneakered feet on the sidewalk near a rainwater puddle. The sun cast morning rays on her as the autumn breeze flapped her purple cape and black skirt, her skin protected from the cool air by long sleeves and thick leggings. She tightened her gadget's belt and called,
"Fire away! Princess Queenie Unicorn Iris Pony Rider isn't scared to be shot by Prince Edward Lionhearted Oscar Fruit Loops Thunderman."
I set my finger on the trigger. "You shortened our superhero names."
"No, I didn't. They're nicknames."
She wrinkled her button nose.
"You don't expect me to say our full names every time, do you? That would be silly."
"I'd rather you not ever say my superhero name at all. It's too much like our cat's name."
"No, the cat's name is..."
I pulled the trigger. The ball popped from the barrel, exploded against Sam's chest, and splattered her with paint. She grimaced.
"Ow! That stung!"
I lowered the rifle. "That's what I was afraid of. You're not invulnerable. My changes to the superhero device didn't work." I walked to her and touched her light brown tresses, now speckled pink. "Good thing for you, the paint's water-based."
"You mean good thing for you."
She took the rifle and aimed it at me.
"Your turn. You promised. If I feel pain, you feel pain."
"All right, all right." I raised my hands and backed away several steps. "Let her rip." Flashing a grin, she pulled the trigger. The ball zipped out and burst on my chest. Green liquid splashed across my outer shirt and into my face. I sputtered, spewing paint. "Happy?"
"Very,"
she squinted.
"Didn't it sting at all?"
I touched the spot where the ball hit me. Just wet. No pain. "Strange. I don't feel any stronger. But maybe I got some of the invulnerability when I used the device on myself."
"Better not test it. I mean, like jumping off a building or something."
She handed the rifle back to me.
"Getting splattered with paint is better than splattering yourself on the ground somewhere."
"Right. If I did that once, I wouldn't have the guts to do it again." I smiled and winked, waiting for her to laugh. She narrowed her eyes.
"I don't get it."
"Wouldn't have the guts. My guts would be..." "Never mind." I picked up a sponge we brought for cleanup and washed the paint from my face, hair, and clothes. Most of it came off without a problem, though some green paint dotted my red outer shirt, making me look like a Christmas decoration. I handed the sponge to Sam. While she cleaned up, I attached the paintball rifle to my weapons belt and instinctively felt for mastics, but it wasn't there. I had left it at home to make Mephisto feel more comfortable about coming. I thought Mephisto would have shown up by now. We're running out of things to do.
"Maybe old Turnip Head thinks it's a trap. Or maybe he's just scared of me."
Sam dropped the sponge, picked up a fist-sized stone, and threw it completely over the Stellar Building, 10 times farther than normal, and a lot farther than I could ever hope to throw it. A twinge of sadness stung inside. Sam got all those powers, even though I was the one who invented the machine. And I was the big brother. I was supposed to be her hero. How could I ever be that if she was stronger, faster, and better at everything than I was? I blew out a sigh and tried to block the thoughts.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?